Here's your KLAM News for this Saturday. The City of Lamar's Employee Bargaining Unit submitted its initial proposal for salary request to city officials on Friday morning. Jeff Kramer, who is employed by the city as a police officer, also serves as the president of the Lamar's Employee Bargaining Unit, offered the request.
The bargaining unit's first draft to the city is for a two-year contract with a 3.5% raise for both years.
If the City Council accepts and agrees to the terms of the new contract, it would become effective on July 1st of 2020, the start of the new fiscal year. Kramer talks about how many city employees would fall under that bargaining unit.
I don't have the exact numbers here today because it does fluctuate, but probably anywhere between the 20 to 30 range in there. It includes mostly all the non-salaried and non-supervisor positions throughout the city.
Kramer says that the contract proposal involves only the salary of city employees and does not include any benefits. Kramer says that this year's requests are similar to contract proposals from recent years.
Right in line. I looked at it the other night, and probably over even the last 10 years, we've probably been average right at 3%.
City Administrator Jason Vasura received the initial proposal on behalf of the city and the city council. He indicated that the city will submit its initial offer within 2 weeks. Once the city submits its counter proposal to city employees, then negotiations will then take place on reaching a salary contract. Police say that they have charged a Des Moines woman with attempted murder after she told officers that she intentionally had ran over a 14-year-old girl because she believed that the teen was Mexican. Natalia Miranda suffered a concussion and severe bruising in the attack, but is expected to make a full recovery. Clive Police Chief Mike Venema said on Friday that during a news conference that 42-year-old Nicole Marie Poole Franklin admitted to steering her SUV onto the sidewalk on December 9th in the suburban Des Moines community and intentionally running over the teenager. Natalia was walking to school to watch a basketball game. Police say that Franklin made derogatory statements about Latinos during her police interview. A federal grand jury has indicted a former employee of the organization that collects trash in Des Moines and more than a dozen other communities in central Iowa. Jeffrey Dworak was the director of operations for Metro Waste Authority. He is being charged with 10 counts of mail fraud. U.S. Attorney Mark Crickham says that in a statement Friday that a trial is scheduled for February 3rd. The indictment alleges Dworak diverted more than $1 million from the trash collection agency to a company that he created for his own benefit. The FBI and the Iowa auditor Rob San have investigated. Iowa's unemployment rate remained at 2.6% in November as the number of people with and without jobs both had increased. Iowa Workforce Development reported Friday that the number of Iowa residents with jobs climbed by 8,200 from October to November. The number of unemployed people also increased from 45,100 in October to 46,200 in November. Iowa's 2.6% unemployment rate was the nation's fifth lowest, tied with Colorado, Hawaii, New Hampshire, and Virginia. Vermont had the lowest rate at 2.3%. The national unemployment rate in November was at 3.5%. A Northwest Iowa farmer who was at the White House earlier this week says that he's disappointed that President Trump has failed to uphold the renewable fuels deal that he agreed to in September.
It is pretty upsetting to American farmers and rural America.
That's Kelly Neuenhaus, a farmer from Primgar. Neuenhaus and four other Iowans met with Larry Kudlow, the president's top economic advisor, on Tuesday, and Kudlow provided a briefing on the EPA's final decision on the ethanol production mandate.
We knew right away that this wasn't the deal that was promised.
Neuenhaus was at the White House with the representatives from the Iowa Corn Growers and the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association. He says that the group made it clear to Kudlow that the EPA's 2020 biofuels blending requirements are woefully inadequate.
He didn't understand. He couldn't figure out why we wouldn't be happy with this deal. And we just basically told him, or I did, that, you know, for us to put the word trust and the EPA in the same sentence was not possible.
Neuhaus says that Senator Grassley set up that meeting with the president's economic advisor so that the Iowans could make a last-minute pitch for changing EPA's plan for ethanol and biodiesel.
We were firm with him, but yet respectful. But, this wasn't the certainty of the deal that we had with Senators, or that they had made with Senators Ernst Grassley and Governor Reynolds and the ethanol industry.
Neuhaus says it is frustrating that the president did not keep his promise.
Again, we feel the oil industry took charge of the situation and pretty much forced the hand of our leaders and made them lean their way with the ruling.
Neuhaus is chairman of the board of the Siouxland Energy, the ethanol plant in Sioux Center that shut down for a few weeks but has now been running this fall at about half its normal capacity. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar is stepping up her criticism of Pete Buttigieg, the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, as she embarks on a four-day tour of Iowa, the first state to vote in the Democratic presidential primary. Klobuchar is trying to cut into Buttigieg's support in Iowa by arguing that being a mayor of a small city doesn't prepare him for being president of the United States. She brought her most aggressive attacks yet against Buttigieg in Thursday night's debate and continued them on Friday. He has frequently made the argument that mayors have a better track record of tackling real issues than politicians in Washington. Speaking of Democratic presidential candidates, New Jersey Democratic Senator Cory Booker is scheduled to be in Sioux Center this morning at 11 a.m. He will appear at the Fruited Plain Cafe located at 172 North Main Avenue in Sioux Center, and where there will be a meet and greet with the senator. He'll talk about his plans as he's campaigning for president. That is a look at your news here on KLAM.